This is Dakota Datebook for September 14th. On May 18th, 1876, Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer and his 7th Cavalry rode west from Fort Abraham Lincoln for a summer campaign against the Lakotas, with the regimental band playing the stirring military song, Gary Owen. Custer's wife, Elizabeth, or Libby as she was known, and many soldiers' wives stood along the road to watch them go. The sad-faced wives waved a courageous farewell, smiling bravely to keep the ones they loved from knowing the anguish of their breaking hearts. It was hard to keep from despairing when the musicians played the plaintive tune, The Girl I Left Behind Me. That became prophecy, for Custer and the soldiers who rode with him the following month on June 25th would die at the Little Big Horn. Libby Custer had known the risks since the first year of their married life in 1864, when Custer continually charged into battle during the Civil War. Protected countless times by Custer luck, her husband was untouched by enemy bullets. Still, Libby dreaded having her husband ride westward that day in 1876. She became permeated with a premonition of disaster she had never known before. On Sunday, June 25th, the wives gathered with Libby in the parlor of her large house to find comfort in singing hymns. When they sang, Even Though a Cross It Be, Nearer My God to Thee, they felt indescribable yearning for their absent husbands. The words of the hymn arose like sobs from their hearts. The deathly news came 10 days later on July 5th via the steamboat Far West. On this date in 1922, the Bismarck Tribune published an account of how Libby heard of Custer's ruin. In the early morning of July 6th, Captain William McCaskey, the fort's commander, accompanied by Surgeon J.V.D. Middleton and Lieutenant Charles Gurley, knocked on the Custer House's back door, then asked Maria, the housemaid, to summon Mrs. Custer. Libby asked, Is there any news? With a choked voice, Captain McCaskey said, Yes, there is news, but bad news. When the words were uttered, Custer and all his men are killed. She screamed and fell. Libby's life was shattered. She never remarried, always working and writing to restore Custer's tarnished reputation, living as Custer's widow to the age of almost 91. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.